great. What's up? You have just stepped into the dark blue. My name is Zach, and I'm here at Ohana Kava Bar tonight. This is our first event for our men's mental wellness tour that we're doing, launching men's groups around the country. So we're driving 10,000 miles, having these community awareness and fundraising events for our men's mental wellness organization, starting men's groups at independent breweries all around. So I've got a great group of guys here with me right now. We're going to have a talk about mental wellness and why it's important in our lives. So I'm going to let these guys introduce themselves real quick.
What's up, everyone? As he said, I'm Bobby the Bank, Robert Patton. I'm the CEO of Sheath Underwear, and I've gone through a lot of therapy and a lot of treatments. I've taken a lot of medications, and I think a lot of that could be avoided if we just talked about our feelings to normal people instead of having to maybe go to a therapist or whatever. Not that you should probably do that still, but just trying to say that, like, I'm a successful businessman and I have mental health issues or have had them in the past. So just trying to say, like, there's nothing wrong with that. You can be successful and still, I mean, like, deal with your issues and not feel ashamed of it or whatever. And that's kind of what I'm here to say. So
amazing. Yeah.
Yes. Hello. My name is Vernon Burgess and I am owner of Salor LLC, massage and clinical massage therapy, going on for two locations and all that. And I have a lot of inner turmoil, and I think we all do as men, and we have to find others who are able to listen and care for each other in so many ways. I mean, the ways I have to deal with my inner stuff is by going out there and finding things to do, in which I do, from biking, hiking, and wall climbing, and that helps me, and I've seen many other people to, you know, get out there, inner turmoil. So this basically helps a lot. So find your good things here.
Awesome.
Hey, y'all. My name is John DeJoy, and I'm with Mountain Country Radio. I'm a full-time radio personality, but I'm also a recovered alcoholic and an addict. 7.5 years sober now. Ooh. And one of the biggest issues for me was the fact that I didn't talk to people. I was not open about my problems. And the reason really for my problems was not the alcohol, was not the pills, was not the drugs. It was the knot between my ears. And once you untangle that knot by talking to people and talking to other men about the fact that you got problems going on, that's when that knot can kind of get untangled. That's when the booze doesn't become a problem and you can start to live your life. The booze is a Band-Aid. At least it was for me, talking to other guys and being able to communicate these issues. That's when things start to clear up.
Hey, so my name is John Eli. I'm Coach for Humans. I'm a self-awareness coach, and I help people to understand themselves so they can live life more freely and fully. And for me, mental health awareness is so super important, because especially for men, because most of us aren't really given a space in life where we can learn how to manage our emotions, to self-regulate. And it ends up, I know in my personal life, I ended up face planting pretty hard, and climbing out of that mess was super painful. So, and just to be able to provide a space for people to not have to go through everything that I went through, and that would be such a blessing here.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So that's what we're up to, guys. A lot of great guys here on this panel right now. We're going to do about 30 minutes just talking about just mental health and our processes, how we deal with things, how we cope with things, and what's kind of gotten us to where we are. So for you guys, just first question for you, well, what has impacted you the most in your lives in terms of mental wellness?
Exercise is huge. Meditation. I've been doing a lot of meditation and breathing techniques. I do this Wim Hof breathing that everyone's heard of Wim Hof, but I talked to this yogi and he explained it to me a little bit further and how I was missing one of the steps. And I could talk about how the step, and I'll just say it real fast. So you do like 30 deep inhalations and then you exhale. Hold your exhale out for like 30 seconds. And then you take one big inhalation and you hold, but I wasn't like squeeze, you squeeze like this.
and I swear some like chemicals squirt out of my brain every time I do it. It's pretty sweet.
It's the
DMT. I really enjoy it. Yeah, that's what they say, is you get high on your own supply. But you know, and I went to therapy. I did a lot of talk therapy. I did transcranial magnetic stimulation, which is TMS, which is like there's a part of your brain that has like a depression. There's like a spot, and they were shooting this magnetic pulse into my brain like 30 minutes a day for 30 days straight. And that really helped too. And like, again, why I'm saying this is like, you might be like, that's weird. But I'm gonna telling you, like, I'm trying to get rid of this stigma, you know, because I did do that, and I'm not ashamed of it. And in fact, it was pretty good. I liked it. I did it twice, because, and I haven't had to do it since, and it's been like 3 years. So if that, there's all sorts of treatments that you can get, but you know, I guess you got to do like the pill thing first. I didn't like that so much, you know, like. Prozac's pretty good, but like if you can do it,
not, it feels great.
Well, it was okay. It doesn't do anything. It seemed to it did something.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'd rather be on nothing, and ultimately, I'm just trying to like live a well balanced life through meditation, podcasting is huge.
Yeah.
Talking, learning to communicate your feelings, and it's just such a outlet to move on and whatnot. So there's a little bit there.
Yeah.
Not too much. We got a panel here.
Some great coping mechanisms. Yeah. I love that. What else do you guys deal with? What other kind of coping mechanisms do you guys use to help with your mental wellness?
Oh, I do a lot of things.
You do a lot of things?
Oh, yes, I do. What I do for my mental wellness is I find things to do. You know, and the best things to do is to exert yourself, your mind and your body, and that would definitely help you basically see the world around you and get you out of your own head. I mean, mountain biking is one of them. And with a lot of my clients, they tell me that they go and do a lot of vigorous activities, and that basically helps them cope and like get rid of the stress and strain for an entire day to a week, you know, depending on your own, you know, life that you're going through in situations. So I do mountain biking. I used to run, but then I got runner's knee and that didn't help at all. So elliptical is the only thing I can do with the fast pace. But mountain biking doesn't hurt my knee, which is great. So I'm enjoying that. Now I've just taken up wall climbing up in the climbing gyms, and that awesome. Is so much fun. When you're going up, that yeah. your mind goes blank, you know, because you're trying to stay kicked. You yeah. can't. You don't want to. You
stay
don't,
on your route. Stay focused on that one thing.
Yeah, exactly. And when you do that for hours, and you're toughening up your body, and your mind is basically going well. Another situation that helps out mental wellness is getting your body rehabilitated by proper therapy. Once your body is basically on par, on good, and you're not feeling any pain, your mind will follow.
Yeah. Mind, body, spirit connection.
You got it. And it really helps. You're in pain, go see a massage or bodywork therapist. Get stretched. Do your stretching, please, guys. I know you guys just don't know how to stretch before. Like, yoga's I do it for 3 seconds, you know, but no, do it for an hour, three times a day until you're able to get past that certain point of, you know, straining yourself from your legs, and you can't actually, you know, step further more than 2 feet because you're that dense. But yeah, get rid of the tension, and the mind, body, and spirit connection will follow completely. And it takes nothing after that to, you know, get rehabilitated and feel better about yourself, and everything will follow through. It really does.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that. What about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, and it just kind of depends on where other people are looking at it in as far as their point of view. But for me, within the span of about a year and a half, my sister died in front of me, my cousin died, and then my estranged father, who I was trying to rebuild a relationship, died in a year and a half. I didn't take care of what was going on between my ears. That was the problem. Instead, I found alcohol, and that took care of the problem between my ears every single night. Over.
Or so you thought.
Well, and as it turns out, when I woke up, the same garbage was still there, no matter what. You know, and then it just gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. So not saying don't drink. That's for me, you know, like my problem is my problem. But what I found was, one, eliminating the stuff that's causing you to lack clarity. You know, the second you can't be present with your own life and that you're running from emotions, stop it. Stop it. You got to face it.
Don't run for promotion. Run to a goal.
Yeah, exactly. I've never found anyone that was like, yes, I successfully outdrank my problem. If I find that person, if you're out there right now, let me know.
As long as you don't remember for that night.
Yeah, because that would be awesome. I would love to meet that person. We'll be billionaires together because I don't think it exists. Yep. But yeah, I mean, I was so busy taking care of my mom and taking care of my aunt and taking care of everybody but me. And I wasn't talking about it, that every night when I closed my eyes, it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare, and I just kept trying to outdrink it. Yeah. So that's where talking to people, talking to a therapist, talking to friends, and finding out what's not working for you. Find the stuff that's not working and stop doing it, you know, and then start doing the stuff that is working, like sitting around in a circle with a bunch of guys in a smoky parking lot and talking.
You can invite your friends to the gym.
Yes, exactly.
I go to gym for 3 hours, yeah. And I come back out like, I feel great.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. What about you guys? What about the rest of you? John, do you have, what kind of coping mechanisms do you have?
By all means. For me, one of the best things I've ever done for myself is really just to get... really to get to know myself. Self-awareness is like so huge. The only way that we can have emotional regulation is if we actually know ourselves. We have to know ourselves so that way we can be able to regulate ourselves. And a practice that I have on a daily basis is really just to sit down and identify how I'm feeling in the moment. As the way I start every morning, I acknowledge the way that I'm feeling, not trying to entertain my feelings or try to give a definition to them, not defining my emotions either being positive or negative, but just giving myself permission to feel, because damn it, I'm a human. So there's sometimes I feel good, there's sometimes I feel bad, there's sometimes, you know, that I feel, you know, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling happy, and I have to be real with myself with how I'm feeling in that moment. Otherwise, I can suppress it, and whenever I suppress my feelings, that's whenever I implode. So anyways, that's my daily practice.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's so good, like checking in with yourself regularly and making sure that you're like, actually know what's going on in your head, right? Like, if we don't know what's going on, like how can we figure it out? How can we work through it, right? And if we don't take that time to ourselves to process and understand what we're dealing with, then
thank
like it's not going to happen.
Thanks
for coming, man. Yeah. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, are you going to come up to the park in a little bit?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Potentially, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Okay, sounds good, man. Sorry about that, everybody. We have friends here at Ohana Kava Bar. So Ohana Kava Bar, real quick, we're just going to take a little aside. Matt Clark actually owns Ohana Kava Bar here in Colorado Springs. He's got an amazing space here. And unfortunately he couldn't join our panel because, he's working the bar by himself right now. So anyway, good guy. So if you're here in Colorado Springs, come, support his business and, back to the show.
Yeah.
All right. So we were just talking about the just checking in with yourself every day, right? Which is super important. And so with that, like, I kind of wonder what kind of daily things do you guys deal with that you need to cope with?
I started a whole new routine, basically facial care.
Okay. Yeah, oh, like, yeah. Skin. Oh, my gosh. Self-care is so important.
You know, I bought a bunch of products to work out my old age, you know, because I am 46 and getting like to these guys' ages too. So it's like, I've been, you know, just buying the right products that are like, you know, non-harmful and then putting on like sunblock and it's just toning and, you know, and fixing. And it's like you just work yourself. You feel happy after you get done. And then at night you wash up and do the same with other products. You go to bed refreshed. I mean, seriously, it works. Yeah. You know, it's not just for ladies. It's for all of us who are basically self-conscious. You know, even though we're self-conscious, we're not doing anything about it. So to get out of that self-consciousness, you have to do something about it and find out what you want to do about self-care, about your face or your body. Just do it.
You do skincare too?
I mean, I put on like some lotions and whatnot, the AM lotion and the PM lotion with the eye shit.
That's why you're glowing. That's right.
You care about what you look like, because if you walk around looking like shit, you're going to feel less good than if you walk around looking good. You'll feel better.
Yeah, totally. I'm the same way with clothes even. I like to make sure my clothes look nice.
I go shopping weekly.
Oh yeah, Plato's weekly shopping. I would say, okay, yeah, retail therapy. That's the way to go. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, that's amazing. Self care is so important. Getting massages, even going to the gym, things like that that make you feel good, right, about yourself. For me, it's new shoes. I love getting new shoes.
Oh, right? I got like 58 pairs of shoes.
See, here we go. We got 50.
Of them.
Yeah.
I shop for shoes.
Yeah. I'm so many. So many. Yeah, me too. I'm the same way. I got, you know, all kinds of different types of shoes. But anyway, so that's my thing. I like to look good. You know, but so what I'm wondering is, with the reason we do these self-care things, right? Daily, we deal with stresses, we deal with issues. What are some of the daily things, that problems that you guys deal with that you need coping mechanisms for?
I'll start. Okay, so I don't sleep well, so I'm like tossing and turning all night. So I wake up and I have to meditate just to balance out the lack of sleep, and that works. I use an app called Mesmerize. And that's really helpful. And I really feel like, and maybe all of us feel this way, that getting pulled in 1,000 different directions, like all day, every day, and we don't have enough time to deal with everything. And and that's just a constant kind of stressor, probably all of us, and checking your phone. Every time I check my phone to do something, there's something else on my phone that I need to do. Yeah. And then I forgot what I was originally checking my phone for.
It's what we're business people for. We have to make
piling
sure.
The stress. Yeah.
And so, I really try to just meditate as much, a few times. I probably meditate like an hour a day, but, 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon. And sometimes I'll do an hour in the morning, but
Would you say that sleep is the main thing that you need to cope with?
Yeah, that'd be great. If I could get a good night's sleep, I'd be fucking
feel a lot better.
Yeah.
get a good massage. That'll help.
There you go. Yeah.
Wesley.
Got options here.
Wesley was here.
Oh, Wesley was here? Oh,
yeah,
nice.
He's on there.
Cool. What about you, the rest of you guys? Do you have any other coping or things that you need to cope with? Daily issues?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's I got started in the... wait for it and we're good. For me, it's like I got started a little bit late, had a my first kid at 40 years old. Well, my wife had the kid at 40 years old. My role was obviously a lot easier now, but that's the thing, is like I've always been a caretaker. I've always been, you know, like I'm a peacemaker and I want to make sure everyone's happy. So my wife wanted to make sure that she feels good, want to make sure my baby's safe, want to make sure the money's coming in, want to make sure all these things are happening, that I've lost track so many times of the things that I want to do and the things I need to do and the goals that are important to me. And it started to boil over. And my wife started to notice this, you know, and she's like, what is wrong recently? Like, you're not your same joyous self. And I started to finally talk to her, and I could see her kind of reel back a little bit, like, oh, I didn't really mean for you to talk to me about it. This seems like an awful lot of stuff. And really what it came down to was exact moments like this. You know, when you asked if I want to be part of this podcast, I was on my way home and she's like, no, stay there, hang out with the guys. You know, nice. Every Wednesday night now, me and my buddy that was just down here, we go to a workout class together called Body Pump, you know, and it's like, we're like the only guys there, but we get an hour long workout together and it's awesome, you know, because just having some guy time, you know, and as these other guys have talked about that self-care, it's not just for ladies. Stop thinking that you can't have feelings and you can't take it. You think this mustache does this on its own? Come on. It's like every 3 or 4 weeks I'm down at my barber and he's doing a straight razor shave. And I mean, yeah.
Getting that facial massage.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real deal. Yeah, you're not going to get that from Great Clips. Sorry, I have to work for Great Clips. I'm sure you're
not sorry.
You're a hell of a stylist, but you know what I mean.
Wow. There's a lot of motorcycles on the road.
Yeah, and ambulances, probably a correlation. But no, I mean, taking care of yourself, but like also identifying the stuff that you might be missing. And if you have a partner, you know, talking to your partner about what that might be, that would say like, look, I need this.
Yep. And a consoling partner. She's with you on this.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I think she's like, I would rather miss out on an hour or two with you and have you come back refreshed and recharged than you sitting around going,
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And being frustrated and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a big thing. Yeah. Like just having that support from your partner, I think, is such a big deal. Like, go do the things that are going to make you feel good, because you're going to be a more effective partner if you're happy. Right.
Absolutely.
And I think that works on both sides, both ends, you know, for everybody. Anyway, yeah, I think that's pretty amazing. I have, what is this? Is this a question I have here? Nashville. Oh man. Oh, well, definitely DM me, Dave. And I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about that. It's hard to make friends in a new city. I think that can really that can get to us.
I'm going to talk to you real quick.
Are you going
to
talk to Dave?
Well, oh, no.
Bobby's going to talk to Dave.
This is what I do. Whenever you do meet someone, treat them kind of like they're an old friend. And think about it in your mind. Like, I'm meeting an old friend, and it takes away the stress of meeting someone new. Because we're all kind of the same. And like, we've all kind of have similar experiences, and it really, like I said, just takes the stress out of meeting new people, treat them like an old friend, and it'll be fun. And then you'll probably be able to hang out again. That's my advice.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. My advice for that is to find new people. And it took me forever to learn to go out there and communicate and stuff like that. One is to find places that you enjoy going to. But you go there and you're like, oh, I don't know anyone here. But there is meetup.com, which allows you to basically choose where to go that has similarities to find people who go there. And they're going to meet people because they're going to be there too to meet people. And that's the best thing ever, is to find the events and go to the events and the meetups. Yes, it's all over Facebook and Meetup and all that.
Awesome. Yes, I love that. A few suggestions, and definitely, definitely DM me if you have any more questions. I'm glad to talk anytime. We've got actually a good group of guys here that will probably have a conversation with you too. So, quick little aside for the podcast. We're actually here with Bobby the Bank, Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear today. And he's one of the sponsors, actually our biggest sponsor for Into the Dark Blue. Is very much invested in what we're doing. And you guys can get a discount on Sheath Underwear. Ooh. And it'll benefit you, and it'll benefit Into the Dark Blue. So if you want the best underwear you've ever had in your life, separate the boys, give them some space in a nice little two-bedroom underwear apartment is how I like to call it. Go to sheathunderwear.com and use promo code DARKBLUE to get 25% off. That'll help support what we're doing with Into the Dark Blue as well. So make it happen. Make yourself comfortable.
Yeah. All the proceeds go to Into the Dark Blue. So if you make that purchase, you get good underwear, and you're supporting a nonprofit organization. We're just trying to help.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so much appreciated, man. You guys are so awesome. I also want to introduce you guys to Abdul Aziz.
Hello.
I've
been recording this event to put on the social medias of... There's a motorcycle back there. Yeah, so I'm here recording this event so we can spread this more. And I actually wanted to pitch in a little bit earlier when you were talking about the coping mechanisms. Awesome. Because I've been getting so busy just with high school, when I had like all four of my periods filled up. Then I had my photography and video, and then a part-time job. And a lot of what was sort of making me upset at the end of the day was just having so much stress, and I just couldn't sleep. But then I realized the stress wasn't even the work itself, but like trying to remember when and what to do. And so I started keeping, I have like this small little journal I keep in my pocket everywhere I go. I keep a pen in there too. And so I write down like a to-do list for every single day. And then it's also like a little calendar, because I just put the dates and the days of the other pages. And if I have like photo shoots or video, offload off of my shoulders. And so, yeah, this gentleman says two bed, two bath for the underwear. For the apartment, yeah. Yeah. Honestly, Sheath Underwear though, it solved a problem that I didn't know I had. I thought I just had to deal with it for the rest of my life, but no, it's good. Okay, yeah, but that's how I deal with what I've going on. And I'm so much happier. I'm so much.
Let me elaborate on what you just said. Because
of that, not the sheath thing, but the taking it all out of your head and putting it on paper, because otherwise it's just bouncing around in your head with all this shit I got to do. Put it on paper. You like organize it, and then it's just like easy to cross it off, and then your stress is kind of gone a little bit anyways, some of it. So
it's really satisfying too, like when you cross something off and then at the end of the day you finished everything you were wanting to do.
Absolutely.
You go to sleep peacefully knowing that you did all you could do for that day.
Yep.
And ready to start fresh the next morning.
Yeah.
It's like having an employee that you don't have to pay.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got yourself an assistant. How about that? Cool. Well, we're kind of coming close to the end here. We're going to wrap up on the podcast and the live that we're doing here as well. So I just want to ask you guys one more question. What is a piece of advice that you would give everybody listening to help them deal with the things? One specific piece of advice that you would give, if anything you think is going to help them out more than anything.
Be proactive.
Yes. Find your love of things to do that will exert your body and mind, and get massages to deal with that.
Come see me. A little shameless plug there, you know, no big deal. Yeah, and so you guys sitting out here at Ohana, if you need massages, talk to Vernon here. But yeah, so that's definitely a great one. Be proactive. I think that's such a big thing. So many people want to do, and they're like, they have all these ideas and these things they know that are going to help them. But if they don't actually take the baby steps at least and start getting out there and doing them, nothing's ever going to change, right? So yeah, be proactive is a great one. What else? You got a good one? No, John?
Yeah. So, Matt, my big piece of advice is don't go through it alone. There's so many people that are scared to face like their dark demons and, you know, deal with life because it's scary doing it by yourself. But I'd encourage you to find someone that you can trust, someone that's a safe person that you can share your life with, what you're going through. And it's going to be much easier than carrying the load and the burden by yourself.
Yeah. I was actually going to say something very similar. I have a group of friends. I only have like two people that I would call like real close friends. And sometimes like people my age, they even more than adults, I think, is they don't like to talk about their feelings. They think it makes them feel weak or something. But me and my friends, like sometimes, like every once in a blue moon, we get together. It's like late at night. And then we just like start offloading everything that's been building up. And nice. My psychology teacher in freshman year was like, you can't bottle stuff up because otherwise that bottle will explode. Nice. Yeah, so sometimes we just share everything. And then my friend was telling some stuff that literally made me cry. Like, it was in the dark, we had no lights on. I was just sort of crying for a few minutes of what he was saying, that he was just kept hidden inside, and he had some real bad family problems and with his self-esteem and everything like that. And so it's just good to be offloading stuff every once in a while. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, find people that'll let you do that. So that's what I would say.
If I had one piece of advice, we're going to die. We are going to die.
Yeah.
You know,
no doubt.
So if you found out that this week was it, would you live it a little bit differently than you've been living? Probably.
Yeah.
Would you bitch about traffic? Would you get in fights on social media about anything that's going on? No, you wouldn't. You'd be watching the sunset, you know? So the biggest thing I've noticed is we always chase the big thing, but it's all the little things. It's moments like this that is the big thing. You know, when I'm 90, if I make it that long and I'm sitting in my rocking chair, I want to remember this moment instead of bypassing this moment, chasing the big moment. This is the big moment right here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got one more for you.
Hold up.
Don't let me lose what I got.
Yeah, go for it.
No, I got a phone.
You gotta go?
Shit. And he's out.
Sorry, because I'll forget what I was gonna say. He hadn't been here the whole time. He doesn't count. Just kidding. But okay, so my first advice would be buy Sheath underwear. sheathunderwear.com. I'm just joking. Here's the deal. What I try to do is I put myself in more stress than I would normally deal with in a given day. And what I mean by that is exercise hard, like Vern was saying, like push your body to the limit. I've been doing these cold plunges and sitting in cold water. And if you can do that for 10 minutes, the rest of your day is kind of like sublime. It's too easy. The breathing shit I was telling you about, the Wim Hof, I'm telling you that's golden. And when you exhale and you hold it like to the point where you feel like you're about to pass out. And that is a weird stressor too. You're like, and then finally you take that big deep breath. Anyways, watch his YouTube videos, the ones on the breathing techniques. They're really good. They have millions of views. I do it every day, multiple times a day. It really does something. And it's not, this is like some ancient Vedic yogi techniques and shit. It works, I promise you, but Google it. And the cold water.
I tell that to my clients.
It's pretty.
Proper awesome. Breath and releasing it, breathing in, and just really going, will literally calm your mind and body. It does it every time. So when you start feeling frustrated, start breathing, and with that mentality, you can give yourself some mantras, vocalize your words, just
make sure you're wearing your sheath underwear.
Certainly am.
Shameless.
Breathing. Awesome. Please breathe, because it's like it literally helps relieve all the stress. It does, including in the body.
I love it.
Like that goes.
And if you want to listen to a hilarious morning show on the radio nationwide, mymountaincountry.com. I'm on from 5 to 10 a.m.
All right.
Every single weekday.
We're going to have plenty of time for plugs during last call here.
All right. So, with that, for me, honestly, the big thing is find a passion and do it. All right. That's a big one for me. I love writing poetry. I love doing photography. That kind of thing just really is cathartic for me and gets a lot of the things out that I'm dealing with. Right. I can get words out on paper and talk about things in a way that I usually wouldn't be able to. Find a passion, something that you love doing just for yourself, and do it.
Into the Dark Blue has partnered with our favorite CBD shop, Alamo Botanicals, to give you guys easy access to your favorite CBD products. My personal favorite is the water-soluble CBD that you can drop in your water in the morning and head out the door. It'll help you with your focus and anxiety throughout the day and simply just help you get your job done a little bit easier. I also really enjoy the Moringa skin food. It's great to get rid of some of those blemishes and red spots on the skin and just really give you a nice, healthy glow. So head over to alamobotanicals.com, save yourself 10% with promo code DARKBLUE, all caps DARKBLUE. A portion of that also goes to help us with our mission to create men's groups all around the country at independent breweries. So help us make that happen and help yourself be a little healthier as well. Head over to alamobotanicals.com.
With that, I'm going to give everybody a chance to go around and just say where they can be found. So if you want to connect with any of these guys, you can. One of these guys on Instagram says, quit trying to sell me underwear. Ha, ha, ha.
All you have to do is buy it, then you won't have to sell it anymore.
But the underwear really is great. So, anyway, so I'm going to let these guys have a quick opportunity to tell everyone where you can find them. All right? Yeah. All right. Uh-oh.
Forgot.
Sheath underwear, baby. Get it right here. Sheathunderwear.com. Just kidding. That's horrible. Check it out. I'm at Bobby the Bank on all of the social medias, my personal account. And I have a podcast called our Robert Patton Global Podcast. I interview people about success and failure and how to overcome it and whatnot. So check that out. I would say that.
Hi, it's me, Vernon, again with Solor LLC, and you can also find my massage body work here in Colorado Springs, but we also do wellness from anywhere on Meetup and Patreon account for guided meditation, yoga, Tai Chi, Kung Fu, many practitioners and teachers to help you out, a lot of recording. We're going to start doing more on live, and we're going to have a big field to be able to do it on, so stay tuned with that, and please watch that. Well, health, wellness from anywhere on Patreon and Meetup. There you go.
My name is Abdul Aziz. I'm 18 years old. I'm still in high school. I'm trying to make a name for myself.
Killing it.
I do. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Photo and video. I also have a YouTube channel. I make YouTube videos about my life. Oh, yeah. You read that. Quit trying to sell me. Abdul Aziz, ABDULAZIZ, YouTube. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Nice. Man, 18-year-olds with hustle.
Right?
I love it.
He's got it going.
I love it. Like I said, I'm a morning show host on Mountain Country, mymountaincountry.com. You can catch me there 5 to 10 every single weekday. That's Mountain Time. On all the social, I'm Johnny Joy Radio. You can find me there. And if you're looking to get sober without Alcoholics Anonymous or without the cost of rehab, I can help you. Message me.
Yes.
So, yeah, John Eli, you can find me at actually on Instagram. Best way to connect with me is on Instagram at the.john.eli. And I am a coach for humans. I help people to understand themselves so they can live life more freely and fully.
And he knows his shit, too. So if you need help, connect with him.
All right. You guys know where to find me. Into the Dark Blue. Just Google Into the Dark Blue on anything. You're already here on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok if you're not already. And then we also have our fundraiser going on so we can launch these men's groups in January. So just be sure to go to that bio, the link in the bio for the fundraiser if you want to help us out. So,
and you're going
to
be on the radio Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on the radio, Mountain Country Radio, Monday morning at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. So, yeah, you guys check that out as well. Dave says he might need a human coach. So, all right. Thank you guys so much for joining us Into the Dark Blue. I want to thank all of our panel guests for doing this with me today, and especially Ohana Kava Bar for hosting this event, this launch event for our nationwide tour. We'll be seeing you guys all around the country. Go check out our Instagram to find out where we're going to be, and we'll see you guys soon. Woo! Cheers.
I want to thank you for venturing into the dark blue with us today, where we're always striving to foster a community of peers which empowers mental wellness, positive growth, and social awareness. If you like what we're doing and would like to support our community, you can purchase a pint glass or t-shirt from Sheath Underwear via the link on our merch tab at www.intothedarkblue.com or message us to make a one-time donation. All proceeds go to men's mental wellness initiatives. If you ever need a listening ear, feel free to message us on the website or at into_the_darkblue on Instagram. If you have an emergency or need help from a professional therapist, we offer several resources on our Get Help page. Last but not least, know your limits and drink smart. Cheers.